everybody. Welcome back to the show. I am your host, Kirk Evans. And today we have a special guest talking to us about NewsGator social sites. So, Brian, can you introduce yourself?
I'm Brian Kellner. I'm Vice President of Product for NewsGator, so responsible for all the great things you see on SharePoint and in other places on Microsoft Technologies.
Brian, tell us a little bit about the evolution of NewsGator. I know that NewsGator was formed largely around integrating RSS into Outlook. How has the company changed since then?
It's a great story because we've taken a lot of clues from Microsoft on the way. So we did start with RSS, and we started with RSS for individuals. So we had a plugin for Outlook. We got a desktop client called FeedDemon and a Mac client called NetNewsWire. We tied them all together with an online platform and really had a nice synchronized RSS story. Got some demand from enterprises to pull this behind the firewall and let them aggregate content together and distribute it out. And from there, we noticed a lot of companies were using this to tie into SharePoint. So we've got a SharePoint MVP on staff, Dan Larson. You might have read a book or two from him. And we talked to the Microsoft product team around SharePoint and what we could do to augment the social computing story. And in October of 2007, we announced social sites at the Web2.0 conference with Microsoft. And since then, we've been going like gangbusters, adding in features and working with the product team really closely to try to enhance the social computing on SharePoint and really help customers get the great value out of that platform.
What are some of the gaps that NewsGator social site fills in the SharePoint platform?
I happen to have a slide just for that. So just by pure coincidence, we started with really building on the foundation there. So SharePoint has colleagues. They have rich profiles. They're great team sites. And there's a lot of functionality. And what we worked on were building out some of the core stories that we heard from customers and from the Microsoft product team. So one of those stories is something called communities. At the root, these are really team sites where people can opt in and join the community. When they join the community, they get all the events from the community. So if someone adds something to the discussion or the blog or the wiki or the document tab, we really get all of those events rolled back to that user so they can keep up to date with what's going on. And we learn more about the users that way, and we help them connect with other people. We also added in recently a module that's around innovation management. This is a way to collect ideas from employees so they can create ideas, vote, comment, and so forth. Those are all done inside of these communities so everyone can see the actions like voting. And we also roll that up for everyone to see all of the ideas being collected across the company.
What you're saying is then that I could suggest a new feature or even a new product itself, and my colleagues and peers could not only rate it and comment on it. That's a really cool idea.
Absolutely. A lot of the customers that we're dealing with are saying that innovation is the only way that they're going to improve their business and economy. So whether it's new products or new services, collecting those ideas from their employees is a great way to drive their company forward and tying it into the social graph so that your colleagues and other people in the community see you creating ideas and voting really drives up the participation. There's a lot here, and it will fill the whole circle, but I won't go into great depth on every one of them. There's some connected boarding here, and it helps a lot to understand what people are getting value out of in a system like this. And there's a lot of rich data behind the scenes, so if you want to tie it into Excel data services, for example, there's really a lot of power there. There's great graphs to show how people connect. There's, of course, RSS. This is where we came from, and you can bring in a lot of content and get it to the right places, let people interact, tag, rate, and so forth. And there's a great onboarding system. So as a new employee comes in, we ask them about their privacy concerns and settings. We help them connect with colleagues. We help them find communities. And we really get them started quickly. And recently, we've been building out some great functionality on top of the SharePoint wiki. What we're doing here is really tying together community wikis into a corporate knowledge base we're calling Socialpedia. We also augment search in SharePoint, so we let people find communities and tagged content. If you're searching for something like C#, you might be just as happy to find a community around it as you are to find a document. We do social bookmarking, so we let people bring in content, and this is really helpful in companies like ours so that instead of the CEO emailing around a dozen different links every day, we get all of our content bookmarked into communities now so I can go there and see what's changed and get it in a daily digest summary. And we do great work with activity streams. These are the events that happen from your colleagues and also from your communities all across SharePoint. And we can also tie in events that happen outside of SharePoint. You can bring in a Twitter feed, for example, and you can bring in APIs from other systems into one integrated stream. So now I can see everything that's happening with my colleagues everywhere.
That really seems to be the hook that I've seen for a lot of customers who are so excited about social sites is this Facebook for the enterprise type functionality.
Absolutely. In fact, that's what customers started asking for a couple of years ago. You know, my employees are using Facebook. They really like it. But I really wish this was happening behind the firewall. Can we get Facebook for the enterprise? So a lot of this came from looking at what Facebook did well and then some things we thought we could help out and augment here. So there's nice things like your status that if you update it will go into here. People can see that. They use it as a little microblogging platform. It also has about 25 other types of events, whether it's documents you've uploaded, communities you've joined, new colleagues, things that you've tagged or rated and so forth. So really, it's a condensed view of all of the things from the people and the groups that you care about. And it comes out as an RSS feed, as a web part, and as a daily email digest. So no matter how you want to keep up with what's going on, this is a great way to do it. And the little profiles bubble I brought up is just a nice way to see what people are doing. You can see their connections. You can see the things that they've done recently. And if you have the ideas module in place, you can see the ideas they've created, what has scored well in terms of voting. It really helps to discover people based on what they do. The last little bubble I'll torture you here with is something called Knowledge Explorer. This is a really cool Silverlight control that basically lets you pick any topic from a tag cloud, and it draws the connections of the people who have the strongest rating against that tag. So for example, if I click on social computing in our own internal system, it will graph out the people who have the strongest connection. That's based on the content they produce, the social feedback that other people have put on that content, and other things they've done in the system like create ideas or answer questions. And then I can drill in and see for a person what their strongest concepts are, what kind of content they produce that gave those scores. It's a really nice way to explore the relationship between people and their areas of expertise in the system, and it'll tie in nicely with the next version of SharePoint.
Let's kick it over to Laura Farley, the Vice President of Marketing for NewsGator Technologies. Laura, can you give us a demo of NewsGator social sites?
Well, thanks, Kirk and Brian. I'll just take about 10 to 15 minutes to give you a quick tour of some of the key capabilities of NewsGator Social Sites. And as Brian mentioned, Social Sites is completely embedded within the SharePoint Server 2007 system, and so we're really able to give system users a seamless experience. What you're looking at right now is a fictitious demo company. It's a professional services company, and we're looking at their portal or social computing platform. And this has the social sites web parts embedded within the SharePoint environment. So what I'll do is give you a quick demo of some of the features, and I'll start by showing you the social profile capabilities that we add. So what I'm looking at right now is the My Site. This is my personal view or private view of my site, and this is what I use as my start page when I log in the morning. The core capability in the center of the page is what we call the activity stream. This is a roll-up of all the activity that's recently happened for the colleagues that I've chosen to follow or the communities that I join. So with one quick look, I can get a sense of what documents have been added to the portal, what ideas may have been suggested or voted upon, what community memberships have been undertaken by my colleagues, etc., etc. And at any time, I can categorize this or filter this by activity type. So if I click on this icon, for example, that's a tag, I will only see the activity that is related to tag activity. So the screen will refresh and you'll see that it's now filtered based on tag. I can then, of course, quickly clear that filter and again view the high level of all the activity. There's also a nice subscription capability. So I subscribe to our corporate portal activity stream via email, and then every day I get a roll-up of all the capabilities or activities, I should say, that have been undertaken by my colleagues and communities. And it's a nice way to remind people to go back to the portal or back to the social computing platform and see what's been happening within their colleagues' activity and community activity. Below the activity stream is the social network graph, and this is a depiction within the company of who I'm closest to in the organization. So we can see that Ashley and JB, for example, are closer to me than, for example, Brian Stern. And this means that Ashley and JB are doing similar things or working on similar projects, joining similar communities, etc., to me. So from a business purpose standpoint, this is very helpful. Say, for example, I were out of town, then someone would know to go to Ashley or JB, and they may have similar information. Or likewise, if someone were starting a project team and they knew that I had expertise that they needed, they may also want to invite Christy or John Worrell, who may have similar expertise. Some other web parts that are on this page, there's the following me capability. So this shows me who within the portal are following me and tracking me as a colleague. And below that, there are a list of ideas. I'll cover our innovation management capabilities a little bit later on in this demo, but this is a roll-up of my 5 most recent ideas and the votes that my fellow employees have put against those ideas. Below that is my community membership, and I'll talk about that a little bit later on in the demo as well. But let's take a look here at the right-hand column of the My Site. First, you'll notice the social profile. This lists tags that make it easy for people to find me when they're trying to search for expertise related to these terms. The other thing the social profile does is help people who are new to the system or have a new job by providing this capability called a profile wizard. So the analogy here is Facebook. You don't want to join Facebook and have no friends or no groups. If you do that, Facebook really has no value. And similarly, if you join the social computing platform within your company and have no groups or colleagues to follow, it won't be very valuable to you as well. So this is to get people started right away so that they experience that value from their first interaction. So what we do is walk people through a series of steps to build their profile and to get them started in the portal. First, they can decide whether or not to share their clippings. Then we suggest keywords to them. These are keywords that may be descriptive of their expertise or areas of projects that they're working upon, and it's suggested based on activity they've already undertaken in the portal or from their colleagues and the type of activity they undertake. So I can select any of these different types of tags, and if I don't see ones that are descriptive, I can always add my own by typing them in. Next, it'll suggest to me communities that I may want to join, again, that may be relevant based on the work project group I'm in or the types of activity that I've undertaken. And similarly, the system will recommend colleagues to me that I can connect with because, again, these people may be similar, working on similar projects, sharing similar interests to me. And then, of course, we remind people to do the standard SharePoint build-out profile things, such as building their picture and updating their descriptions, etc. So once I close that out, all of that activity then will automatically populate through my My Site. Below the social profile are some status or Twitter-like capabilities. So under My Status, I can quickly edit the status and give a short description that will appear for my colleagues so they know what's going on and what I'm most recently working on. And likewise, I can view their most recent status. You'll notice that wherever there's a person's name, I can see their activity and their status, whether or not they're available, and if so, I can reach out via email, instant message, etc. And I can also, wherever I see a person's name, click on their mini pop-up profile. And when I do so, their particular description will appear for me. So I get a quick view of who this person is, what recent activity have they undertaken in the portal, what tags have they used recently, which give me a depiction on their expertise. For example, in this case, Ashley's been working on energy or solar, and so if I'm working on similar projects, this may be a person I want to reach out to. I can see things that he's recently posted to the portal. I can see his favorite subscriptions, and so in this case, the system is tracking his reading activity, his tagging, his marking of read of things, and automatically surfacing to me what's most important or his favorite subscriptions. And then I can also see anything that he's clipped or saved. If I get an indication that this person might be someone to connect to, I can always click over to their public view of their profile. And this is similar to the private view that we've been looking at, which I'll go back to in a moment, but it gives more in-depth information about that person. It shows their social network graph. It shows some of the standard SharePoint capabilities within a My Site, their status, their recent activity, document activity, community membership, voting ideas, etc. All designed to help you learn about that person, determine if you need to connect with them, determine if they're an expert for your project, etc., etc. But back to the personal view or to the My Site, let's go down and look below the colleague status here, there's upcoming birth dates. This is just a fun element, social element that we've added to the portal. So I can, for example, see that JB Holston's birthday is July 3rd. Now he's our CEO, so I'm probably going to make note that I need to buy him a gift. And right below that, you'll see what I publish. Here's a neat functionality that enables us to incorporate external social network activity into your activity stream. So, for example, I tweet quite a bit around work-related topics. So I could choose to claim my Twitter feed, and then all of my colleagues would see in the activity stream anything that I did within Twitter. And this can also be done for things like Facebook or LinkedIn. Below that, we'll see colleagues that are recommended to me. And then below the colleagues, you'll see my tags. Similar to the tags that described Ashley when we looked at his mini pop-up profile, these tags are describing me and the content and the things that I'm doing most frequently, for example, entertainment and media. And if I wanted to tag information with entertainment, it makes it very easy for me to discover that later. I simply click on the entertainment tag, and then a window pops up with anything that I've recently tagged with that particular keyword. It just makes it really easy to discover content and information in the future. So we've talked about profiles. Another capability that I'd like to show you are the communities. And so these are the communities that I'm a member of. I'll select the media and entertainment community. So social sites communities provide people an online area that they can collaborate around an idea, a subject matter, or perhaps a project, and do so in a very dynamic and engaging way. So we're looking at the media and entertainment community. Every community has a title and a description. There's an easy one-click ability to leave or join the community. You can make communities public or private. It's easy to invite others to join via email, and you can add it to my links, which are my favorites. That makes it easy for me to click over to find any community that I'm a member of. And then, of course, you can always add tags that describe the community. And not only does this describe the community, but it also drives fresh, relevant content. So you'll notice here in the right-hand column the community tag news. This provides, this content, I should say, is being actually fed by the tags. So I, as a community manager, wouldn't have to keep this content fresh and relevant. Rather, the tags are feeding this information in automatically. Right above the tags, you'll see the community members. And to the left of the community members, you'll see the recent community activity. This is a quick way to see anything that's been going on within that community, whether it be a document posting, a voting on an idea, an adding on an idea, a blog post, a wiki post, etc. Below that, we'll see related communities, and these are being suggested automatically by social sites based on the activity that's been taking place within this community, based on the community members, the feeds in this community, etc. Within communities, we also add a very rich discussion capability on top of the native capabilities provided in discussions within SharePoint. So if we click through and look at a thread, we'll notice that not only do you have the discussion capability, but you'll have rich content interactions, the ability to reply to this thread, to edit what you've put into the thread, add attachments, delete the thread, mark it as read so that next time I come to the portal, I don't have to see content that I've already taken care of. I can tag it, and for all content, we have tag autocomplete, which really helps build a solid core corporate taxonomy and have people collaborate around the same tags. And I could always choose to mark it private if it was something I didn't want to share with my coworkers. And then I can always rate the content. And of course, since this is my own content, I'll have to rate it 5 out of 5. But this just shows you some of the capabilities with discussions. We also integrate it fully into email so that for those people who may not be in the social computing platform or in the portal, they can still participate and have all of their discussions appear back here through their email capabilities. We can add feeds to a community. So in this case, we pick feeds that are relevant to the community. This viewer window here is a roll-up of all the feeds. But of course, I click through on any of these feeds and see just those from, for example, the adweek.com source. And again, you'll see all of that same rich content interaction capability that we saw with the discussion threads. There's the capability of social bookmarks. So if I'm off surfing the public internet and I want to share something back to the group, I can just click a couple of buttons and it comes back here to the community where they can read the article, create discussion threads from it, clip it, save it, tag it, etc. There's a members tab which just shows me who are the members within the community and not only who those members are, but their recent activity. There's the core SharePoint document sharing capability to collaborate around documents and share documents. Also core are the wiki and blog capabilities, again, just taking the SharePoint native capabilities and incorporating it into the social sites communities. And then we have a whole concept around innovation management. So we found that many of our customers struggle with the idea capture and voting capabilities. They may have a third-party system in the corporation to do this, but it's very difficult for people to find that tool and to use it. So instead, we've incorporated that right into the portal or into the social computing capabilities. And so here is a list of all ideas that have been recently created. You can sort by things such as most votes, most recent, or most comments. And for every idea, you'll see the idea, a description of it. You can vote for the idea. If you don't want to vote for the idea, you can always remove it. You can see the total number of votes for a given idea, and you can see comments and feedback related to that idea. It's also very easy to see your own ideas, and you can sort all ideas by category, and you can assign the types of categories that you want to use to depict or to categorize your ideas through, and you can always submit new ideas here using a quick one-click capability. Another neat thing is the ability to look at an ideas roll-up. And so this is a roll-up of all ideas that have been happening within the system. So not at just a community level, but at a corporate level. Again, the ability to sort by anything, such as most recent, most votes, most comments. You can see ideas by community. You can see any ideas that you have created, if you have, under your campaigns. And you can see the hottest ideas, those with the most votes, will propagate up to the top of the page. So that's a community, as well as the innovation management capabilities. Also within communities is a really rich discovery capability. So for example, with this community roll-up page, I can see the most popular communities within the company based on membership in the communities. If there was something that was recently created, I would see it here. I get recommendations for communities from social sites based on the activity I'm undertaking in the portal. And then I can see quick links to all the communities that I'm also a member of. You can also look for communities by tag or by searching for keyword. And if you still don't find the community you want through all these different mechanisms, then you can create a community very easily simply by giving that community a name, assigning it a unique URL, describing the community, adding tags or keywords, and then marking it as public, which is discoverable by anyone in the portal, or you can mark it private, which is an invite-only type of community. And then you can customize the tabs and capabilities that you want within the community simply by using these checkboxes. Another neat capability that we added in the Social Sites 3.0 is social knowledge capabilities. So this is the next phase of making it easy for people to discover information and experts. And what we are doing is rolling up a general view of all the different types of knowledge and expertise areas in a company. For any of these keywords, you can click on the keyword. In this case, I'll click on social computing. And the screen will refresh to depict who the experts are within the company for that particular topic. And those who are closer in towards the term are the ones that have a higher level of expertise related to the system. So we can click on a person and view their areas of expertise. And in this case, we can see, because we selected social computing, all the social computing assets that that person has created recently. And not only see the social computing assets, but of course the other areas of expertise for that person. And at any time you can click on any of these terms and the screen will refresh to give you a view of that particular term, in this case media, and then again seeing the experts and the data or assets that they've created. So this is a really quick way to find expertise, to find subject matter experts who may be able to help you on a project, and not only see those people, but also see the other people in the organization that are knowledgeable on a given topic that you're interested in. Just two other areas that I wanted to show you. Social Sites is really powerful from a content interaction standpoint. So I showed you some of those capabilities, such as the option to be able to mark things as read, to tag items, to save them, clip them for other usage. RSS reading is also very critical. So for example, on this homepage of the portal, we have a NewsGator newsreader. It's being fed by these different RSS feeds that the administrator has chosen. And again, when I come to the portal, I can read content. I can mark it, tag it, clip it to save it for later, mark it as read so next time that I come back here, everything will be fresh and relevant. In addition, I can see corporate level feed reading tags to see what the most popular terms are within the company. And as we judge the interactions with content and what ratings people have given it, we can surface the most popular or the highest rated reading lists here. And then below that, we can also see interactions with content in real time. So here we can see what content is moving towards the top as far as most popular or being read the most frequently, and then also things that are falling off toward the bottom. Just an easy way to keep up to date with what's hot within your company. And the last part that I'll show you is our social computing analytics. And these are views into your social computing to give you a sense of who's active in a community, what users have authenticated, how many users have been active in the system. So we have dashboard views, such as this one here, as well as below it, we can show the top feeds within the system. We can see the top users in the system. And not only do we have the dashboard views, but we can drill down into detail level. So for example, if I drill into a specific user, I'll get rich information about that user, the number of RSS subscriptions they have, how active they are, things that they've marked red or tagged, items that they've saved. I can see what groups they belong to from an LDAP or Active Directory standpoint, what communities they're a member of, what recent contributions they've made to the portal, their top feeds from a reading standpoint, etc. And not only can I look at this for users, but I can also drill down and look at particular feeds or particular tags, groups of users, particular communities, etc. So Kirk and Brian, that was really a whirlwind tour. And as I stated, you know, with 60 plus web parts, it's difficult to show you all of the capability, but hopefully this gives you a sense of the type of enhanced social computing capabilities that we can add within the Microsoft Office SharePoint Server 2007 version. Thank you.